Yes, Catherine, it's great news for us. I'm not a big fan now of reality shows, but yesterday was an exception. The live commentary from Leinster House was glued into it, and we had over an hour of acknowledgement, recognition for the work of the school secretaries, and it came from across all political people in the house. It was actually overwhelming. I was thinking, oh my goodness, we actually are great at our job and being acknowledged for it. In fairness, you know, the minister, it's great for force. It's an opportunity to discuss now in the WRC, which means obviously for us it's moving forward, and time for us that's just something to be welcomed. The minister, like, he acknowledged on Wednesday's debate in the House of the Oireachtas that he's willing to go forward with it. And after our engagement, as you know, we were doing industrial action from the 20th of September. At the moment now, we still are engaging with that until we actually have a date for the WRC. But we are hopeful now. It's just positive for us, Catherine.
I'm sure from your perspective, something of substance would need to come from these talks.
Of course, Catherine. I mean, like everything, I suppose, again, it's easy to say we will talk, and, you know, we don't want to be left sitting any longer. The fact that we had such support yesterday across the political side of people, we do know that they're behind us. We do know that they would like to see this sorted once and for all. I mean, Leinster House, the legislators of Ireland, were there. They would like to see it settled. The live commentaries, as I have said, and acknowledgement, it just goes beyond the support that is out there for us and the recognition. The time needs to be that this issue just needs to be sorted once and for all. I mean, in fairness to Minister Joe McHugh, I have to compliment on him, on his support for us. I did say it before, I'm not politically minded, but in this case, I have to take my hat off to Joe, because from day one, he always was supportive, and I did believe that if he could do something for us positive, he would. I did understand it wasn't just a case of him using his pen and a stroke and say, sort this out, but I do know he did as much as he could, and will continue to get things sorted for us. Again, we're not over the line yet. I appear very optimistic because I do feel it, but you know, what's that say? What's the saying? This is a till the fat lady sings. What's that commentary? I don't know what to say. But until we're over the line and we can say yeah, everything is sorted, I will hold back a little bit on it.
Minister Sean Canney has come out today and somewhat taken credit for these talks to be taking place. But is it not fair to say that, I suppose, maybe like yourself and other people who've went out and protest and put pressure on the government to maybe provide this opportunity for talks to take place, should the credit not go to yourselves?
Well, Catherine, in fairness to everybody that has got behind us this since the campaign started, we genuinely and really appreciate all the help that they have with us. But in fairness, this can't go down to any one particular person, regardless of whether it is any of us individually as school secretaries, because all around the country we have secretaries like myself that have been contacting their own political parties for years. This issue has been ongoing for a number of years. Okay, because this is local Highland Radio and they know me since 2007 and even before that. Perhaps my name would be known locally, but there's other secretaries throughout the country that are doing their bit as well, and other political parties doing their bit. But the fact that the secretaries themselves took to the street with the support of their working colleagues, including their teachers, their SNAs, the school completion, their caretakers, everyone that stood with us, it really just gave us a higher ground that people did stand up and take notice. So for me personally, that day, the 20th of September, actually was just a turnaround for us. And again, that was following on from the campaign that FORSA had launched the year previous. And since the campaign, Joe O'Connor was involved in, and our AGS Barry Cunningham, Andy Pike, our head of education. I can't name any more, because there's so many people have been involved in getting this to where it is at the moment. And each one of us has, of course, contributed in whatever way we could. And okay, in fairness, some in different ways. But everybody's contribution has helped to get where this is today.